Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "Cultivating Myself and Saving Police Officers While in Detention" by Rou Shui.
China Fahui, "Cultivating Myself and Saving Police Officers While in Detention" by Rou Shui. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I was so happy to see the announcement for this year's China Fahui, because it is another chance for us to exchange experiences and to improve together. I have practiced for nearly 20 years. Things went smoothly in the early years, and many practitioners said I cultivated well. But in the past 3 years, I was detained several times, throughout which I felt Master's compassionate care. As long as we have righteous thoughts and are doing our best to save people, we will experience the joy of cultivation and witness the magnificence of DAFA. Saving Police Officers at a Police Station. I was arrested 3 years ago and taken to the police station. There were a few occasions I could have escaped, but I chose not to, because I needed to tell the police what was right and what was wrong, although it meant I would be detained. The officers also ransacked my home and confiscated Falun Gong materials and cash. It was a big loss, so I had to stop them. At the police station, they put me in a metal cage, handcuffed my hands behind my back, and chained my feet. I had a strong thought. No one is allowed to torture me. I am here to save people. I knew my role, and that the police would not keep me long, so I decided to send forth righteous thoughts and eliminate all the evil elements. Noticing the security camera above me, I was not intimidated because I knew that the officers monitoring the video also needed to learn the truth. Officers came after a few hours, first interrogating me and later trying to persuade me. "We see you are wealthy. Why waste time on meditation instead of enjoying life?" I knew they were there for two reasons. One was to follow the old forces' arrangements to see if I had let go of my attachments to fame, material interests, and other things. The other reason was that they were waiting to learn about Falun Gong and to be saved. I decided to do my best. From the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to improved health, I told them how much I was grateful to Falun Gong. And it was not just me. Many practitioners I knew of had been incurably ill, and all of them recovered by practicing Falun Gong. The officers nodded in agreement. We all know that good is rewarded and evil incurs evil. Since Falun Gong is such a good thing, anyone who supports it will be blessed, I said. Because it suppresses Falun Gong, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is steadily declining and will soon collapse. Even high officials such as Bo Zhilai or Wang Lijun are being punished for following Jiang Zemin's orders to persecute Falun Gong. Bo is a princeling and comes from a prestigious family, but he was sentenced to life in prison. Wang was a model police officer, and he was rewarded many times for his tough strategies. Even he could not escape. Compared to them, what will you face if you mistreat Falun Gong practitioners? And who will take care of your families? All three officers agreed to stop doing bad things and were willing to disassociate themselves from the CCP organizations. The officer who handcuffed me the day before came to me later and apologized. I knew he must have heard this conversation from the security camera. We chatted for a bit, and he decided to quit the CCP too. Looking within for human notions. At night, I first sent forth righteous thoughts and then looked inward to examine what attachments of mine had caused this arrest. In Don't Be Sad, in Hong Yin, Volume 2, Master wrote, quote, calmly reflect on the attachments you have. Remove your human thoughts, and evil will naturally die out. End quote. I knew things would be fine if I did well, because Master always takes care of me. Thinking further, I found many attachments that I was aware of, but had not eliminated. They included jealousy, showing off, zealotry, and sentimentality, jing. In addition, I often picked on the shortcomings of other practitioners and was unwilling to accept negative comments. I believed that these issues arose because I thought I had cultivated well and had the responsibility to help others. Without looking inward, I did not pay much attention to my human notions. This created loopholes for the old forces to take advantage of. Another reason for my arrest could have been that I had done poorly in sending forth righteous thoughts. I used to send forth righteous thoughts 4 times every evening to eliminate vicious elements in the local area. I had not done this for quite a while. In fact, I had not done well with sending forth righteous thoughts 4 times a day and could not focus my attention. Sending forth righteous thoughts is one of the 3 things Master asks us to do, and problems may arise when we slack off. The 3rd reason was an attachment difficult to notice, which was inattention to safety concerns and taking chances, assuming things would be fine. Because I produced Falun Gong materials in my home, I had several printers, consumables, and cash. 5 of us practitioners also met regularly in my home to study the Fa teachings. We hadn't prepared for this in advance or communicated with each other about the possibility of such an eventuality, and the police confiscated many of these items when they ransacked my home. Although I took full responsibility during the interrogation and did not mention the other practitioners, this was still a huge loss. Related to these problems, I often considered myself superior to others and often looked down on them. When I noticed human notions in other practitioners, I often pointed it out directly, sometimes even with harsh words, without being considerate of others. Although my intentions might have appeared good, the results were hardly ideal. This shortcoming, similar to the lack of compassion, may come from selfishness on a deeper level. Help from Master. In a dream, I saw a thick, giant pink wall. The wall suddenly cracked near the bottom, and a small door opened. I went through the door and found myself running along a major road. In front of me were countless robots, each with 2 wings like flies. I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate them, but more robots came, some from the road and some from the sky. I continued to send forth righteous thoughts, but more robots came. By then, I began to miss other practitioners. If they knew where I was, they would send forth righteous thoughts to help me, and those things would be cleaned out. I was tired, but I dared not stop. I continued sending forth righteous thoughts, and there were fewer vicious elements. As I went on running, there were no more robots. In my mind, I knew this was a path that Master used to rescue me. It did not matter how long it was or how many evil elements there were. I had to make it through with righteous thoughts. I continued, and the major road ended and became a small, unpaved path. I went further to where the path ended. There I saw a giant tree, full of pink blossoms. A peach tree, I guessed. Then I woke up and realized Master was helping me. But the path was not straightforward, since there were many vicious elements waiting for me. In any case, the ultimate outcome was good. And I thanked Master and decided to always do my best, remain diligent, and oppose all of the old forces' arrangements. Detention Center. From scattered conversations between officers, I overheard that they considered this a major Falun Gong case. They planned to send me to a detention center where I would face criminal charges, followed by a trial. I decided to oppose all these arrangements. Although my blood pressure was normal that day, the following day it registered over 200. Officers took me to the detention center anyway, and my blood pressure remained high. Inside the detention center, I saw the fly-like robots in the hallway again. I immediately eliminated them with righteous thoughts. At the end of the narrow hallway were six guards, all staring at me. While sending forth righteous thoughts, I wondered if I should tell them about Falun Gong. They didn't look receptive, and I was a little concerned. On the other hand, I knew this was a test arranged by the old forces. So I made up my mind. I do not care what happens next, since I'm already here. I will tell them the real story of Falun Gong. So I went over to the guards, sat down with them, and talked to them about Falun Gong. By chatting with them, I heard the detention center officials had already decided not to accept me, but one officer, Liu, refused to give up and wanted to check with other officials. When Liu came by, I said to him, "I'm in poor health and have already been denied admittance. Why are you trying to hurt me? You know good is rewarded and evil incurs evil." Liu looked nervous, and he said he was just checking with his supervisor. I continued, "Please do not consult your supervisor. If you check with him whether I should still be accepted here, it means you are recommending it. You are risking your own future by harming innocent people." Liu said nothing after that and did not make any more phone calls. After a few hours, several guards left and two others came on duty. One of them looked very strong and stout, like a wrestler. But I was not intimidated by that. As usual, I told him about Falun Gong while sending forth righteous thoughts. A few minutes later, a guard told me that I would be released. The detention center doctor then asked me to sign a form. I refused when I saw it said, "Inmate's signature." I told her I was not an inmate. The doctor said it was mandatory procedure, but I did not comply. She tried to persuade me again, but was interrupted by a guard who said, "Don't waste time on her. She never signs anything." I know Master was helping me. Farewell. It was almost the end of the day, and all the officers returned to the police station, about 20 of them in all. I looked at the bulletin board and saw a detailed list of their names and titles with their photos. I turned around and saw Liu. "Hey," I said, "I know your name now." All the officers laughed, and Liu's face turned red. He asked me, "Why do you want to know my name?" Before I said anything, an officer butted in. "She will be submitting your name to the Mingwei website, and you will be listed as an evil police officer." The officer started laughing again. Liu looked embarrassed and said to another officer, "It's not just me. You were involved too." I did not do anything. I saw her looking for chopsticks to eat the dumplings, so I found a pair for her, didn't I? He turned to me. "Yes," I nodded with a smile. "See, your name should go to Ming Wei, because you deserve it," said the first officer to Liu again. I was happy for the other officers. I was arrested again several times after that, but I never saw Liu again. I guess he might have decided to stop doing bad deeds. After I returned home, the police asked my son to watch me all the time. I ignored it and continued to do whatever I had planned. Everything has been normal since then. About a week later, an officer asked me to come to the police station, saying they needed to review the case again. I went and saw a new officer. I told him about Falun Gong before he asked me any questions, and he nodded. Then he asked me my name, address, and so on. I replied, "Volandafa is good," to all his questions. He stopped after six questions and said, "I cannot continue. You have messed me up, and I cannot remember what questions to ask." He then showed me the interrogation record, 6 lines of Falandafa is good, and nothing else on the paper. I knew that Dafa had eliminated the vicious thoughts he had. After returning home, I spent lots of time studying the Fa teachings and tried to make use of every opportunity to let go of attachments. Soon after, I had a dream that I was walking upstairs, and although the steps were far apart, they were not difficult for me to climb. Then an escalator took me to a higher place. From there, Falun took me to an even higher place. Right now, I do not remember the hardships and suffering I endured while I was detained, because now they seem so distant from me. I only know the sacredness of cultivation and the happiness of improving Xinqing. I am very grateful to Master for everything.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.